Today's episode is a rant that I recorded last night about not being afraid to put forward your best content on social media. But it really is about so much more. It's about not being afraid in general to give anything your best. So let's dive in. With all of the technology that's available, one of the questions that I ask myself is, why are there not more people developing content? Why are there not more people making podcasts or YouTube channels or blogs? And I think part of it is there's some pessimism about it. They think that nobody's going to want to watch or listen or hear what they have to say. Another aspect, I think, is that there's this assumption that we're way too crowded. And I'll get back to that in a second. But I think the biggest reason why people stop themselves from ever producing anything is because they think, okay, I'm passionate about some idea. Let's say you're passionate about cooking and you want to start a recipe blog. Well, you might have, say, 10 recipes that you think are just really, really good, and you know that people would really like them. But your fear is this. You say, okay, I know what I can do for my first 10, but then what? There's this fear, and I think this is the key point here. There is a fear to put out your best, because what if your best isn't good enough? There's a fear to put out your best, because what if you can't think of anything else afterward? There's a fear to put out your best because you think that you need to save that for later. And what I have to say is, put out your best now. This is actually a very meta thing because I've been sitting on this idea for a while, thinking I should share this later when I have more views. But screw that. I want to share it now. Something that I'm really passionate about is, if you want to communicate well, if you want to get your point across, you need to say it the best way that you know how. And I found myself doing this in school for some reason. I felt like when I was writing papers, I needed to add in fluff. And I needed to kind of cushion my best sentences. So I had one meh sentence, a really killer sentence, and then another meh sentence on the other side. But that's completely stupid. Have everything that you put out be stuff that you actually believe in. The other reason that I think people aren't putting anything out is because of that cynical outlook that says there's already way too many people producing. The ship has already sailed. And I really don't think that is true. What's going to happen is, what is already happening, is you won't be the type of person who will have millions of subscribers. That actually is still possible. But for most of us, having millions of subscribers isn't the likely outcome. What is possible is creating a small community of people who are absolutely passionate about doing something. Because here's the thing, the person with millions of subscribers, they can move them an inch. But if you have, say, 1,000 subscribers, you can move them a mile. You guys can come together, like you can physically meet up. Like that happens all the time with podcasters and YouTubers. They host conferences and people actually come. Because what happens is, when there's this much noise, when there's this many people trying to produce content, it really forces people to find a specific niche. And here's another thing. One reason why people don't talk, one reason why people don't put their ideas out there, is because they think, well, everything that I have to say has already been said before. That is true. That's mostly true. Not completely. But here's the thing. You've never said it before. You. So if you haven't said it before, it still needs to be said. And it will resonate with some people better coming from you than from someone else. Why? Well, part of it is because of your personality. The way that you word sentences will click with someone else's mind. Another aspect is the relationships that you have. So if I'm making a self-development podcast, I know there will be some people who will get into it, who would never get into it otherwise. For example, this is a totally different example, but I think it will prove the point. I am a vegan. And there are people in my life who, because they know me personally, are willing to, for the first time, consider veganism as like an actual possibility. Before, it was just an absurd thing. But since they know me and I've chosen to talk about it in different avenues, they're willing to at least consider it. Whereas if I were to just, as if someone else that just walked up to them were to talk to them about it, it wouldn't go by at all. So those are just some quick thoughts on why you should start talking. To try to sum it up, first, it's not overpopulated. There aren't too many people talking. I think that we need more people talking because right now it's all very polarizing. We need kindness and love and empathy to be into the stratosphere of content that's going out. And also, people need to hear your voice, not just the same voices over and over again. And you need to put out your best stuff now. If you have any idea that you think, I wish someone knew this, just tell them that. Put it into a blog, put it into a podcast, put it on a social media post. You know, sometimes I've had this thing happen where I have a great idea and I think, oh, I should make a video about that. Oh, I should make a full podcast about that. Oh, I should turn this into something big. But then I realize, no, it's literally one thought. And so I just post that on Facebook. It's one or two sentences. And it actually helps people. We overthink it so much. This is my plea to you to stop overthinking and stop being just a passive receiver of information and start contributing. One more thing, because this is all just off the cuff. I don't have any notes. One more thing that just came to my mind. There's been a lot of talk about how social media is bad for you. And Facebook did a study. And so I have a little bit of concern already. I'm a little bit skeptical because Facebook wants to find positive results. But what they found actually makes a lot of sense to me, and it's been true with my experience. They found that if people contribute to Facebook and are actually commenting, they're actually responding to people, they're actually forming relationships with people through their like comments and replies and messages and stuff like that in groups, then they are actually happy. Like, they actually get something out of it. But they did find, and they themselves admitted to the fact, that if you are just passively receiving, it will harm you. It will make you less happy. That's been, I mean, Facebook admitted to that themselves. So, this is my plea to do one of two things. Either get off of social media entirely or start talking. I don't think that there is a good middle ground of just passively consuming, unless you do it just in a very minimal amount, say once a week on the weekend or something. Other than that, if you're on Facebook every day, if you're on Twitter every day, if you're on Instagram every day, say something. Like, I would love to hear my friends talking more. And so I'm going to end my rant with that. God bless. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Self-Development Podcast. If you like the show, please leave a review and rating so others can find it as well.